Blog Talk Radio.
This is Antonio Sabato Jr., and you're listening to Star Dish Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome back to Star Dish Radio. Today is February 22nd, 2010. I'm your host, Joanne. I would love to welcome everyone back. It's been a couple of days, been on a little break, but believe me when I tell you, we have a fantastic week lined up for you guys. The call-in number here is 347-945-5423. Check out the calendar updates on stardishradio.net. I don't want to waste any time. I want to get to my guest. So, in the past couple of years, my guest tonight has become nothing short of a national sensation. Born in France to a Greek mother and an Italian father, he has become one of the most gorgeous and most demanded actors and entertainers in Hollywood today, having triumphed with a sexy now infamous role in 2008's smash film adaptation of Sex and the City, as well as a near flawless run on Dancing with the Stars last season. Late last year, he joined the cast of Brothers and Sisters for a short-term role, but his character has taken off and has become a fan favorite, and his run has just been extended through the remainder of the season. He's come by the show this evening to give us an exclusive sneak peek, so please give a warm Star Dish Radio welcome to the ravishing Jill Marini.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, how are you, Jill? Thank you so much for coming by.
Well, that's a very good, very amazing, the best, I think, introduction that I ever had in my life. I want to just go back half minute just listening to you again. You made me blush.
Well, you know what?
You felt like I accomplished something. It's pretty cool.
Thank you. Well, I'm honored to have you here tonight. You've come away. You've come a long way in a short amount of time. You only started acting when you were 29, correct?
Yeah, it was way later. I went to those acting class for a long time since I was, I guess, 26. And I sticked with that because I wanted to know if it was possible, if I had what it takes. And then little by little, you do a little bit of a TV, a little bit of commercial, and next thing you know, you get offered a really good part, and you capitalize on it, and you really work hard on everything. And then next thing you know, people like it, and you are what you are today. It's like that with everything, with every job.
Well, tell me, your most infamous role as of right now is the Sex and the City movie. Tell me how you were approached about that, and when you realized that it was a complete nude scene, what was your reaction to that?
First off, I went to this audition here in Los Angeles in the last second, like Michael Patrick King said, I went through the net. It was they were looking for a guy that would be a bit specific and different than the others. So the director and producer saw the tape in New York, where you guys are based, actually, and he liked the difference in the approach of the character, because you can always do this. Hundreds of thousands of good-looking guys. Now what you have to bring is a bit something different. And I was looking at the audition of the other guys, and I didn't have more than 2 minutes to be ready for that. And I just took a different take on it. And it doesn't mean because it's sexy and whatnot that it cannot have any true emotions to what he does and who he is. So I took this approach, and I think the director liked it. And then they invited me to come to New York, and by the way, that was my first class flight of all time, so it was always nice to go to New York first class, and that was kind of a, wow, this is pretty important now. So you go there, and they want to see a bit more, and next thing you know, they offer you the job pretty much right on the spot.
Wow.
So I was, like, very thrilled because I knew that somehow it would be, like, a big movie. I never knew the character would be so remembered, obviously, but I knew it could be a good movie to be part of.
Right. Now, did you ever see the HBO series before you auditioned for the movie?
Sometimes. I'm really much of a guy, and Sex and the City was like, whoa, and then next thing you know, you watch Sex and the City because you want to be educated what you're going to do, And the show makes a lot of sense for guys to watch because they will understand, I believe, women a bit better somehow and at a certain degree.
Right.
The show is very, very, it was really well written, and it was very refreshing at the time, and that's why it was maybe so successful.
Wow. Well, you've got quite a story. So let's talk about Brothers and Sisters for a minute here. Now, this was originally, here, you're front row of the dance floor with Dancing with the Stars, and you get a call to meet with the people at Brothers and Sisters. Tell me about that.
Well, Ken Olin is the exec producer of the show. I don't know exactly who stirred up and started to think about, hey, you should meet this guy. He's doing really good on the show. He never danced. He really puts his heart into his work, and he's dedicated, and I don't think there's anything that he cannot do. And then Ken Olin gets the idea of, like, let's bring him in and let's talk about having him for an episode or something, you know, like a guest star.
Right.
So I'm like, I mean, I'm aware of Brothers and Sisters. Who is not? You know, it's like, it's a massive show. Sally Field and Calista Flockhart, Rachel Griffith, Rob Lowe. I mean, the list is really long. And very skilled actors. I mean, Ron Rifkin is just one of these magician of the acting world, you know. So I'm very excited, but I don't really know what they're going to tell me. And then, you know, you get to the set and you get the offer to do one episode and you get there to the appointment. They realize, well, this guy can be a bit more for real. Let's give him maybe four. And I just had to prove myself when I got into the set. And I tried my hardest and I try to develop as much as I can a beautiful character and something that people I knew, that people will look for. And we have amazing writers on the show. So it went well because before the end of the fourth, they re-invite me for another run, and that's the one I'm shooting right now.
Right. That's fabulous. Now, I watched the episode last night, the Valentine's episode, and it was a bit of a teaser seeing you only twice throughout the episode.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? Just to say, it's one of the first time I looked at myself on TV and usually I criticize a lot, and I'm not happy about this and that. And last night, I think I was really happy.
It was fabulous.
I think it was filled with emotion. The feelings that I have as Luc Laurent towards Sarah Walker are very pure and nothing else than love. And I'm so excited to portray that in this time where, you know, the economy and all that, it's kind of cool to see, like, a beautiful love story. And I'm so thrilled to be playing it right now. It makes people smile and gasp and liking it. And I have so many emails about Goosebumps. And I felt so good today, you know, when I read all those emails. And, you know, that's so worth it to be an actor just because of the reaction of people out there. It's just beautiful.
Well, you definitely have a strong fan following now, especially with Brothers and Sisters. Women love the love stories, and you are, I couldn't picture anybody more suited to play that role. You come across very genuine and very sincere. It's just, if you will, ooze love and emotion.
Yeah, you know, you play and you release yourself to the character. You release everything you got, and you believe with all your heart, and you feel, and you always remember that this is a very specific job we do, and is a very we are so blessed and fortunate. So yes, obviously I'm going to work 10 times more than anybody else. I'm not even from here. I always will have to prove myself. This is the country that opened its arms to me. I am just going to work 10 times more than anybody. The way people will always say, wow, what a good job. You know, I want to be remembered as someone that always tried his hardest, whatever he does.
Now, how are you handling all of this pretty much roller coaster fame ride, I guess you would call it, that everything kind of just hits you, you know, within a short span?
You know, I tell you what exactly gives me that balance. I would say my wife and my kids, my family, my direct family, my wife and kids are, you know, you come home and you realize this is what it's all about, you know? And that gives you this perfect balance. You know, if I was 18 years old and never lived anything and the same success happens to me overnight, I'm not sure if I would act out the same way. It would be a different story. You know, I come home and I feel that this perfect pure love surrounded me and supporting me, and it just, obviously now I cannot really change. It's the way I am. I'm not 20 anymore, so it's kind of easier for me to stay grounded and understanding the concept of having some people liking what you do and making sure that you take the time to respond to them, to respect their views and to be part of, you know, I like personally to have the people out there to ride the wave with me, because I always say, why me, why me? And my body say, why not you? And why not you? I'd like to take as much as possible people with the same, you know, what a fever I have every day now. You know, it's beautiful. It's such an amazing, just an amazing thing that happens to me. And I like the people to be, I like to share that with people out there. And it could be on my website. It could be on a radio show with you, on Facebook, whatever. You know, I love to share the way people can, you know, feel a little bit what I feel.
You're very genuine with your fans on Twitter and Facebook. I watch. I'm on your page as well. And I see how you converse with them. And people just love you for sharing your day or your thoughts. Even if you can't respond to everyone, they love hearing from you.
Oh, it's true. And I would make sure that, you know, this is a really good show you have there. You know, it's good that we can still have some show like that on radio, that we can actually have a conversation. I think is really, really cool and refreshing.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm just glad that I got you to come on. It's fabulous. Now, before Dancing with the Stars, did you dance at all?
I the truth, 100%, is I never stepped a day in my life onto any dance floor. I didn't know what I don't know, Lindy Hop was, or there's so many names of dances that I didn't even have a clue of it.
Right.
But no, I never danced a day in my life. And this is, again, this is exactly what you want in your mind. And you just say, I didn't want to look like a fool. That was my first thing. I say, oh, my God, my daughter's going to go down the line. She's 3 now, and maybe when she's 6, she's going to see that on YouTube or whatnot. And she's going to say, Daddy, man, you didn't dance good at all. I had that fear of, like, the only thing that maybe my daughter's going to be able to watch right now, it's that show.
Right.
And I would love to do well the way she can be proud of Daddy.
Right.
And it happens to be that my body really, you know, was receptive to dancing. And I had kind of the move, we call it, and it worked out. But it was, I'm telling you, it was countless hours of work. It was not like I danced before and had muscle memory. It was very difficult, but the end results, unbelievable. So if I had to do it again, I would do the same exact way. With my surgery and all the problems that I had, I would do the exact same way.
Well, I see that you incorporate some of your dancing into Brothers and Sisters.
They wrote it that way.
Well, they incorporated it, but
like, okay, that's a good idea because of
yeah.
The way. Yeah, it was cool.
You definitely. Now, does your wife make you take her dancing all the time now?
Never.
Really?
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to tell you a funny story. I came back home one night. It was the first 3 days of rehearsal, and I'm like, well, look, I learned some cha-cha, and trust me, I didn't know what cha-cha was. And I show her a move, and she's like, well, I don't think that's the way you should do it. I was so like, what? I've been working like 15 hours on those things, and you tell me that's not right? I would never dance again. And since we didn't, we only social dance. We never dance any ballroom things. But it's so funny that my wife was very critical of my moves the first week, and then when she saw me dance, she was like, whoa, I could never believe you can ever come close to that. And she was very impressed. And I think I was completely, something was coming into me, because even Cheryl Burke, my partner, could tell you on the phone right now that I, even rehearsal, everything that was done, I always had trouble. I could never finish the dance. And when I was live in front of obviously millions of people, and 800 people in the audience, I was completely possessed, and I didn't really understand what just happened, but I was enjoying and feeling, and I was here to make everybody smile and happy. And I don't know, something took over my body, and now every Monday night, I was just there to entertain and feel happy and make people happy. Something went on, I swear, because I really never danced in my life ever.
Wow. Well, you definitely tapped into a hidden talent, and I'm sure having Cheryl as an instructor, you know, definitely helped. She's fabulous herself, a fabulous teacher.
She was my wow. She was a yeah. You better listen.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. She was a tough one, tough little
She's
cookie.
Tough.
She was. Well, I have to tell you, I have some fans on the line. If you're up to taking the call,
let's call them friends. Okay.
Let's call your friend. We have some of your friends on the phone. We're going to start with area code 662. Please tell us your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Barbara Miller. I'm calling from Memphis, Tennessee.
Hi, Barbara. Say hi to Jill.
How are you doing?
Hi, Jill. How are you?
I was in Memphis not long ago. I love the ribs. Oh.
I was wondering if you
great.
Ever got them. I know you went to Graceland.
Yes, absolutely. I was for the first time in my life in Graceland. It was what an experience. You're like, man, you feel like it's still there. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's great, but I've already taken about 5 people there. So I've seen it already.
I know for you.
I have to tell you, I've never watched Brothers and Sisters until you were on the show, and I just love what you've done with the character of Luke.
It just
refreshed the whole atmosphere of the show. You're so believable. Just like you were saying, it's everybody wants to see true love, and you bring it, you really do bring it. And you're great with your fans. I've been on your forum a number of times, and I don't put my name on there, but...
I know you have to, Barbara, because I know who you are.
Well, I hope to see you in Fort Lauderdale. I'm going to
I'm coming. Yeah, it's in March, I believe, and sometime I'm doing this dancing show somehow that Louis Van Amstel created it, and every 2-3 months I dance one night, and I think it's fun, and I'm going to go to Fort Lauderdale. Well, you are in Fort Lauderdale?
No, I'm going to be visiting my mother down there.
Oh, lovely.
So I hope to come and see you dance.
Oh, that would be lovely. It's a great show. We have a lot of fun, and it's beautiful singing, too. You'd be blown away by those kids singing. It's just amazing.
Well, I'm really coming to see you, I have to tell you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome, and good luck, and I hope they make you a permanent part of the show.
To your mouth to God's ears. It looks like it could take that direction if the show obviously is picked up, and if every star is aligned, it looks like we might go into it that way.
I hope so.
Thank you so much, Barbara.
You're welcome. Good night.
Good night.
That's fabulous. I did not know you were going to Fort Lauderdale. I lived in Fort Lauderdale for almost 13 years.
Oh, it's such a cool place. I love being there. I mean, this is the first city I've ever been in Miami, so I know Fort Lauderdale very, very well.
What dates are you going to be down there?
Oh, God, somebody's going to kill me there. I don't.
You don't know off the... That's okay.
March,
if you don't know off the top
17.
Of your head, I'll find them out.
Maybe March 17 or something like that.
Oh, okay. Very good. I'm going to have to, my parents still live down there, and I have many friends that live down there that I'm sure will love to come watch you dance.
Lovely. That would be fun.
Perfect. We're going to pick up another friend. This is area code 810. What is your name, and where are you calling from?
Jill?
Yes, hello, love.
This is Lori from Mount Pleasant.
This is awesome.
This is Lori with your shoes.
I know, my love. How you doing, sweetie?
Good. I'm doing great. I've never done one of these call-in things, and I didn't even know if it would work. So
what a great thing you're calling here. This is awesome. Oh my gosh, we had such a good time when we met.
I wanted to say hello and just thank you again, and just tell you that you probably saw all my postings on Facebook today, but I just really loved what you did last night on the show, and I am so just behind doing everything I can to. I've sent a bunch of postcards to ABC, and I've sent some emails for you, and I've posted on their site, and I'm trying to support you every way I can.
Oh, you're awesome. And, how do you feel? How's everything? How's your kid?
Well, Isaac is doing great, and I don't know if I can get him in here to shout hi, but he's it was so cute, Gio, when I showed him that clip of the Argentine tango and everything. I said, "Now see, Isaac, see those shoes? That's Mama's shoes." And he said, "Wait, Mama, now you're telling me you have that shoe?" And I said, "Yes."
Oh, yeah.
And,
well,
and
you know what? Sometimes you have to give things, even if they're dear to you, to people that will definitely will love and cherish that even more than you do. You know,
he just clapped and clapped and clapped, and so it was just very sweet. So
awesome.
I just wanted to let you know that I haven't forgotten, and I do have something very special coming to you soon, but it's still kind of in the works because I had all that going on with my brother. And
I know.
He's holding in there, Gio,
I've been listening and answering, and I know exactly what's going on, and
I just appreciate all of your support.
Everything Texas is white courses.
But I'm just so happy for you and for brothers and sisters, because it was a phenomenal show before you came on, but once you got on, I mean, just the whole character of Luke, in my opinion, brings so much more depth and dimension to the show. It just is a whole new direction the show itself can take. And I'm telling you, you and Rachel have amazing chemistry together.
Thank you,
Lori. Just way better than her and Sarah and Roy. We need Luke and Sarah together.
Awesome.
So.
Well, now we have it. So let's make the best acting we can ever do, you know?
Yeah. So anyways, thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Oh,
my love to you
pleasure,
always. My love to you always.
Thank you, Lori. You're very
soon. I'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, Lori.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you.
I'm at one of these actually, the dancing show, and she was such a sweetheart, and what an amazing story, her life. She's such a fighter. I just had my Argentine tango dancing shoes with me, and I thought that would be the best person to give it to, so I gave it to her. So she was very happy.
Oh, you're such a generous soul. Oh, wow. I just want to give you a hug.
it's a 3,000-mile hug. I take it.
There you go. All right. We have another friend here from area code 860. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Miriam from Connecticut.
Hey, Miriam. How are you?
Hi, Gio. How are you?
Lovely.
I'm from your forum. I'm a member
oh,
of
Miriam,
your forum.
How are you? That's so cool.
Good. How are you?
Lovely.
Wanted to let you know how good you were last night on the show. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I was very happy. Let me tell you, it was a great show. I know we have the Olympics against us and everything else, and I'm sure that a lot more people will be able to tune in when the Olympics are done. And let me tell you guys, it's going to get just even better, because the twist that comes into play next week and the week after, oh, my God.
I know. I can't wait to see it, because I've been watching on all the spoilers and things, so it's going to be great.
I'm sure you know more than I do now.
No, I don't think so, but I just wanted to let you know that I really like you a lot. I love you. I think you're a really great guy, and I just wanted to call and tell you.
That is so sweet, Marianne. I'm so happy that we talk in, you know, like that, voice to voice. It's really nice.
All right. You take
thank you
care.
For all you're doing to the forum and all that, and it's such a great little community, and I love your support, guys, really, really
okay.
much.
Okay, yeah, I've made a lot of good friends on there, so it's really been great. So.
It's lovely. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, you take care.
Good night, sweetie.
Thank you.
Good night. Bye.
Well, like I said, you definitely have your fan base.
Oh no, it's awesome. You know, it's fun that people have been posting on the forum and Facebook that I would be on your show. Trust me, everybody would listen. I'm sure, like right now, they are smiling, say yes, we are listening.
Yes, they are. And the good thing about this show is that it's all downloadable. So even if they don't get to hear it live, they can just download it right out of the archives and listen to it whenever they want.
This is
they
really
can
cool.
Watch it right from iTunes.
Doing my thing then.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you a question. We only have 5 minutes remaining. Tell me what you do to unwind. What is your relaxation? What does Gio like to do on his time
That's
off?
Funny you saying that. I thought about it today. Why am I so mellow in all this turmoil sometime? And hey, it's not everybody that can sit down next to Sally Field and starting to have a scene with her and not realizing this is crazy. I mean, you can lose it because, you know, when you do this job, you encounter people that you always dreamed of working with, and you can lose it in your mind, I'm sure. I realized today what I do to really relaxes me, I go in the sauna. I go to the sauna. I go to the gym, and I spend time in the sauna, and I'm feeling all new and fresh.
Well, that's you just gave everybody a great image, darling. Jill, you like to be in the sauna.
Oh, I wear my underwear in there. I can just tell you that. Nothing else, though.
Yes, no, but that is a wonderful relaxation technique.
It is. I do that, and you know, it's at the gym with everybody else. I don't want to just be a specific alone, whatnot. I go there and I chat about life, about things, about politics. I love talking about politics, and we argue or not, and it's fun, and it relaxes me. I don't know why, but I lose that 2-3 pounds of water, and I'm all good.
There you go. You wash the toxins right out of you and just move on to the next one. That's fabulous.
Well, it is. To me, it works.
Well, I'll tell you, you definitely landed yourself a fabulous role on Brothers and Sisters, and I definitely want you to come back again when we have more time to talk. I'm sorry?
As soon as I'm free, anytime you want me, I'll be there.
Oh, perfect, because, you know, you'll definitely have an open invitation here. You work with amazing women, Sally Field, Calista Flockhart.
Yes.
Big fan of all of them. Just keep pushing strong. Your fans will keep you on that show.
I can guarantee. It's true, and it's true. The reaction of the people out there was so strong toward, like, such a positive, like, oh, my God, what is that about? This guy is really makes us feel. And they say it loud and clear on forums. And people might think sometimes that is not important. All that counts.
Mm-hmm.
Someone at Trader Joe's saying to someone else that the show was great, those people will look at it. It's very important nowadays, especially with the Internet, to express yourself the things you like and things you don't like. And I know the people out there, that my friends and all, are doing a lot of things toward that. And trust me, ABC heard it. Otherwise, I won't be in the show anymore.
That's right.
It's I owe the people out there a lot more than what people think.
Well, I believe that they know that, and they're very grateful just to watch you every Sunday night, I'm sure. Well, I have to end the show, but before I let you go, can I ask you to do a promo for Stardish Radio?
Absolutely, Liz.
You can say, hi, this is Gio Marini on Stardish Radio, whatever you like, and I'm recording right now.
Okay. Hi, this is Gio Marini, and you're listening to Stardish Radio, obviously the best show on radio.
Perfect. Gio, I thank you so much for stopping by, and you are welcome anytime. Everyone, please check out Brothers and Sisters on Sunday nights if you haven't already, and definitely post on those forums to keep Gio for the next season to come. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much.
Have a wonderful night.
Love you, sweetie. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Everyone, please check stardishradio.net for the upcoming calendar. We have Shannon Kane. Actress Shannon Kane, who is starring in the movie Brooklyn's Finest, and also from All My Children. She's going to be on the show tomorrow night at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. The amazing Arthur will be on the show Wednesday. It's just a banner week we got at Stardish Radio, so please check it out. And I will talk to you all again tomorrow night. Have a great one. Bye-bye.
Hey everybody, this is Brandon Barash, and thank you for listening to Stardish Radio.